Let us begin. If something important happens, you will immediately understand and you will wake up clear-headed and respond properly with a sense of emergency. This file is designed to help you make use of your natural femininity and make it a positive force in the real world and in real relationships. I am on your side, and I will do nothing to harm you or encourage you to harm yourself. And I forbid you to make sudden changes in your lifestyle based on hypnosis from any source. You only live one life, so be true to yourself. Take things slow and easy. Live it to the max, but be smart and don't screw it up. Now let yourself relax and allow yourself to be calm and quiet and listen to my voice as it takes you into trance. You do not have to do anything but relax and let it happen just as if it were a daydream. And like in a daydream where your thoughts are streaming by, you will let my words replace this stream while you are in trance. The only sound you need to hear is my voice. Let yourself be still and quiet and let your mind be silent so that all you are aware of is my voice. You welcome the truth of my words as you relax in trance and they become part of your subconscious. You will detach yourself from every harmless stimulus around you and you will concentrate on every message my words convey to you. It is okay if you don't remember them. It is more important that you experience this message as well as absorb it as it flows into your subconscious. Allow your muscles to relax and let the strength flow out of them. Allow yourself to become motionless and limp and allow yourself to descend into trance. Let your mind remain silent and allow it to be filled by my voice. While you are in trance, my voice will be reshaping your subconscious to help you learn to normalize your sexual attraction to men. We know you are eager to accept these changes because you recognize that you are not a straight heterosexual male. You are a lot of things, but you are not that. And that is okay and there is nothing wrong with it. Just being aware of my voice helps you sink deeper into trance. You will treat everything you hear as if it were your entire existence as you let yourself go deeper into trance. Let yourself go deeper and deeper into trance, calmly and without any thoughts of your own. Just let my words create good healthy thoughts in your inner mind. In trance you have none of your old thoughts available, only blank spaces in which my voice puts new thoughts for you to use at a later time. You will not concern yourself with anything other than the thoughts I am creating in your subconscious. You will experience absolute quietness as my voice imprints new options in your subconscious. There is nothing to distract you. There is nothing to prevent you from going deeper into trance. My voice is all that you need to guide you. As my words are absorbed into the quietness of your subconscious, you will not allow anything to disturb your quiet peacefulness. The only thing entering your mind is the important thoughts that I am streaming into your subconscious. Your subconscious is eager to receive new ideas and implement changes. The new thoughts that are going into your subconscious mind are all that are important. I want you to learn to trigger your femininity when a suitable man reveals his interest in you. As you relax in trance, I want you to practice becoming a feminine version of yourself to see if he is interested. Your goal will be to become more feminine in the way you think and the way you relate to the world around you. You want to be able to send the right signals when you land on a horny man's radar. You don't want to come off as a masculine competitor of his. You want him to know you will be his beta. Relax and rest and absorb my words as you learn to attract the right kind of guys. You will practice comparing yourself to others in the way they are dressed compared to yourself, and envision how you would look in their clothing. You will pay attention to grooming details of both men and women and you will do a better job on your own. You will pay particular attention to your fingernails and toenails. You will study women's thought processes to further refine your thinking to be more in line with the feminine psychology you were born with. You will learn to put your male thinking aside so as to create more room for the female part of your existence. Relax and understand that my voice streaming into your subconscious will help you attract a man who is interested in what you have to offer. As you lie here in trance, peacefully letting my voice create images in your mind, my voice is empowering you to use your feminine way of thinking. You were born this way. You cannot change your genetics, you can only come to terms with them. You probably don't remember, but your mother certainly nurtured the development of your feminine personality as any good mother would. She mixed lots of girl play with your boy play because you responded so much better to it. Boy play was scary and uncomfortable, but feminine play was soft and loving. She understood that your femininity was a part of you and she knew she had to accommodate it. It did not matter to your mother whether you were a little girl or a little boy, as long as you were happy with your painted toenails. As you grew up, you used your femininity to get your way. You learned that if you acted cute enough, men always let you have your way. You learned that men liked the feminine you. Some time ago, when you got lucky and had sex with a woman, after you finally managed to climax, you actually felt guilty for using her. It was hard to stay interested because you wished your roles were reversed. You wished you were her. You hated that you were expected to be the man, romantic and catering to her desires, and guiding her to sexual bliss. But during the brief act, you wished you were the one on the bottom with your knees up in the air. You wanted to be the feminine one. The passive one. When it was over and the spurts stopped, you knew she saw you as an inadequate and indifferent partner, but you really didn't care. You were just glad it was over. It wasn't her fault. It's just that there are needs in you a woman cannot fill. Yes, it is okay to admit that having sex with a woman is a chore best left to others. You cannot escape your genetics, you can only come to terms with them. We know to this day you are still mixed up and conflicted, and your best course of action is to keep working on sorting your femininity out from your male clutter. You will strive to have easy access to your femininity when you need it. You have to do this if you ever expect to have a healthy long-term relationship with a man. Now is the time to admit that you are faced with a truth you cannot escape. You are sexually attracted to men and you are genetically programmed to be a passively feminine lover. It's not your fault, and you need to realize that. You can change your genetics. You can only come to terms with them. Relax as my voice creates a new reality for you. You may not remember all of my words, but that is okay. My words that are streaming into your subconscious will change the way you relate to men. You know that certain gay men are very manly and many are eager to have a submissive person like you as a lover. You are not afraid of being an alpha man's beta partner. In fact, the idea appeals to you. You cannot help being this way because your genetics have included many feminine traits for when the time was right. Your unhappy sexual experiences are because you did not feel emotionally safe enough to be yourself. Above all, you will not feel completely free to be yourself until you are an alpha man's feminine lover. You are feminine in bed. Live it, enjoy it, and don't apologize for it. It is the way you were born. Accept that the alpha men you once saw as role models and mentors have now become sexually attractive to you. Their manliness and easy natural dominance attracts you like a cat to catnip. No matter how hard you try, you are attracted to their masculinity just as a woman is. But like her, your sexual role is to be a sexually receptive beta male. You know you have no intention of challenging your alpha, so why bother? Just be yourself. These new ways of thinking are important to you because you are a feminine man who has been in a rut and getting nowhere for quite a while now. Let us be clear. You are not a woman, but you are destined to be the feminine partner for a gay man. Don't be afraid. All that means is that your relationships revolve around men who want a partner who can be feminine some of the time. And that means you are feminine in private, or in front of his friends, or in appropriate places, and most definitely in bed. You want a boyfriend that needs the nurturing and compassion that a feminine man can bring to the relationship. And you are happy to abandon your masculinity for your lover because it makes you both happy. And when you are in bed and he is fucking the daylights out of you, you will love losing control and letting your free-spirited femininity take all he has to offer. Your life is much simpler when he wears the pants in the family, and you wear the panties. But you already know that, don't you? You are here because you want to change. You will accept every word into your subconscious as we keep enhancing your femininity. As you remain deeply in trance, I am going to talk to you about another thing you are hiding. I know you like to wear sexy women's things when you want to feel pretty. Besides, since only you and I know about your sexy hobby, the only other person who should know is your boyfriend. If you feel the desire to paint your toenails and lounge around in lingerie or sexy panties, you certainly should do that. Your need for feminine sexual play is an important sexual outlet for you, and it is a part of who you are. Embrace it. You are who you are, and there is nothing wrong with it, and it is something you should nourish. You cannot outrun your genetics, you can only come to terms with it. There are lots of needs your feminine genetics have created in you. I know you like to wear cute panties and frilly nighties, and shorty camisoles that show your pointy nipples. I know you often shave your legs and your underarms, especially in the winter, and you leave a cute little landing strip above your cock wishing you had someone to show it to. You want to feel sexy. You want to be in your own romance novel. This is what your femininity drives you to do. Don't try to deny it. Come to terms with it and enjoy it. Your femininity fits you nicely, and you know you will feel deliciously sexy wearing panties and frilly things for your lover. Don't be afraid to show him your feminine side. He will probably wonder what took you so long. You will be feminine and girly whenever you want, especially when it is to entice your man to have sex with you. You will own it because he was born to love someone like you. You know that you will strive to be the boyfriend that turns him on like no other person can. You know you will prove to him that you will be the best lover he has ever had, no matter how you are dressed. Your femininity is the magic you use to close the deal. And along the way, someday you will meet a man who is a perfect mate for you. He will be head over heels that you are as feminine as can be, and submissively receptive at that. You will no longer feel awkward about being a gay man's boyfriend, and you will be proud to be on his arm in front of his friends. You won't hide that smile that tells his friends you two just had wet, messy sex, and you had just been bred. You know they are probably horny as hell and are jealous. And you will be happy to be girly and will stay close to your boyfriend, and ignore their suffering. After all, you are expected to be the primary receptive partner because your boyfriend is an alpha male. It is the way it is. I know. Primary receptive partner sounds like something in a hospital. But don't worry about reasons beyond your control. You were born that way, so don't worry about it. All that means is you are not likely going to be the one in charge during sex, and you will be receiving most of the sperm in the relationship. What could possibly be wrong with that? Besides, cum brings emotional benefits. There are mood-altering chemicals and hormones in cum that reward you by making you happy, affectionate and submissive and keeps you coming back for more. Embrace it. Become addicted to it. It is the way nature works and it is all okay. So don't worry about labels. Your subconscious is happy with it. So is your partner. And you should be too. It's not like you are going to introduce yourself to people that way. Accept it and let your subconscious deal with it. You can trust your subconscious to know what you really want. We are going to embark on creating some history for you so you will have a guidepost to start from as you create new opportunities down the road. I want you to remain in a feminine state of mind as you listen to your new history. Let your subconscious learn this history as we create it in your subconscious as if you experienced it. Early on, your genetics guided you in managing the conflict between your masculine persona and your deeper femininity. You laughed at the cocksucker jokes and the gay jokes, since no one knew how you really felt. You knew when to laugh with your friends. You learned along with the other guys how to come to terms with getting pushed around or otherwise dominated by the alpha males among you. But your daily thoughts nagged at you with a genetically determined truth. You are sexually attracted to men. And that is a truth you cannot escape. When you were at the fitness center, while your straight friends were wishing they could push back and become alphas too, they eventually gave in and stayed out of the alpha men's way. It is the way of the world. As you grew up and your daydreams grew up with you, your feminine subconscious increased its influence on you. About the same time you were getting used to the idea that this one alpha man turned you on. You had to admit to yourself that he had the power to turn you on whether you wanted to be turned on or not. You were careless and couldn't hide your infatuation with him. You wanted to know more, so you made frequent trips into the locker room hoping to get a peek. While he toyed with you, you noticed some of the other alpha men leering at you in the fitness center. Some even made catcalls as if you were a girl. But you should have known you were outed, because even though you went there to work on the stair stepper and the treadmill, your curiosity let you foolishly peek into the showers one time too many. When one alpha wiggled his cock at you, you got an eyeful. And you looked way too long. But you couldn't help it. You were curious. And you liked what you saw and he knew it too. But you had the power for once. You ignored him because there was nothing you dared do within these walls. But yes, you outed yourself. Again. And it did scare you because you were defenseless when you landed on a horny man's radar. But you knew that they had all the power and your only thought was to escape. But there are lots of fitness centers. As time marched on, you began to get used to certain men being interested in you. You learned to ignore the wrong guys, and smile at the guys you liked when it was safe to notice you in the right way. You wondered how they knew you might be interested, but you didn't care. As time went on, your daydreams clarified your thoughts, and your heart began to ache. You learned how to not out yourself by only paying attention to guys that are being careful and gentle as they approach you. You appreciated it when your new favorite guy made small talk with you and was very friendly, and not pushy or acting desperate. As you get to know him better, you respond warmly to his touching here and there while you talk. The more time you spend together talking, the more you look forward to his touches, wondering where you stood with him. But there was hope. You were always aware of each other when you both were in the gym. He would smile at you when you found him, and when no one was around, he flirted with you. You looked forward to sharing smiles and giggles when you chatted back when no one was paying attention. You never bothered to wonder why it seemed so natural and easy to flirt back and be so friendly. It was a lovely natural feeling. His masculinity triggered a breezy friendliness in you that came naturally from your feminine personality. His gentle and careful approach made you feel safe, and you liked that he was very nice and quite masculine. You were okay letting him touch you here and there. It was also okay that time he touched your butt when he helped you with a machine. He said, "Excuse me," and you smiled back sweetly, encouraging those touches. You decided that if he ever tried to kiss you, you would go with the flow and hope there were no witnesses. And if you got busted, you'd rely on him to fix it somehow. As you made small talk, he positioned himself as if he were going to kiss you. His eyes created a bubble around the two of you. Your surroundings changed, and you found yourself in your apartment with him. He was naked and hard, and you were in a pink crop top camisole and your pink lacy panties with a very hard cock. He was very aroused by your sensuous lingerie and told you that you were the most beautiful lover he has ever imagined. As he stepped toward you, you nervously decided it would be okay if he put his arms around you. You felt safe with him and you wanted to see if you liked it. When he caressed you ever so gently, your apprehension disappeared and you became as soft and supple as a kitten. His hard and strong body generated a powerful feminine response from you. As he rubbed your back, you put your arms around his narrow waist and slid them down to his naked butt as he softly kissed your neck. With his hard cock pressing into your ears through your panties, neither of you had anything to hide anymore. You wish you had not appeared to him in pink lingerie. You preferred to wear those things in private. It is too late now, but it did reveal to you the power it gives you. He loosened his caress and guided you down on the couch. He lifted your chin up tenderly and gave your lips gentle kisses one after the other, until your resistance fell away and you began to eagerly return his kisses. All the while he is running his hand gently over your bare stomach, brushing inside your camisole and ever so gently rubbing your back as his free hand slid downward and into your panties. You never had a man's hands on your naked butt before, but you didn't care. You loved it and it made you so very hot. His hand went inside your camisole and he began massaging your nipples one after the other as he ran his other hand along the inside of your thigh, brushing your satin-covered balls. As he massaged one nipple at a time, his deep kisses conspired to excite your subconscious and exploit your femininity. He gently kissed you and rubbed your cock, and began to carefully work your panties off of you. When he had them about halfway off, you worried about leaving your boy pussy unprotected on the first date. Quickly, you began to caress his hard cock. As he kept up his assault on your panties, you felt the power balance shifting and knew you had to take power back now. You slowly rolled down to your knees and repositioned your protective panties. Savoring the moment, you kissed the head of his cock and then began to lick and kiss his cock, all the while feeling it brush your face, leaving little smears of cool pre-cum. You kissed the head again, then took it in your mouth and began to work your lips and tongue around the swollen head. His reaction to your lips on his cock was exhilarating. His entire sexuality at this moment in time was controlled by your lips. You managed to put your cock between your thighs and move your hips as you sucked on his cock. The sexy undulating of your hips made it plain to him that you and your femininity were in charge now. You reached up and began rolling his nipples between your fingers as he did to you, sending him to a heaven of your own making. You were in no hurry to let him climax, and instead took your time and coaxed cute little sounds out of him as you brought him as close to the edge as possible. Then you paused to let him cool down again. You took your time and searched for his secret erogenous zones using your soft kisses. Something in your psychology drove you to do everything possible to ensure you deliver him a mind-racking orgasm that would make him want to come back to you for more. When a new kiss finds a new place that turns him on, its location was catalogued in your feminine brain for future use, then you would go back to his cock and begin kissing and licking and sucking him again. Your instincts make you want to take your time and not hurry so as to bring him the most pleasure possible. The more you suck, the more determined you are to be the best cock sucker ever. You are loving your newfound power to keep him on the edge and under your spell. Nothing else is more important to you as you tease him to his second edge, careful not to let him go over and climax on his own terms. You are genetically programmed to provide him with a climax whenever he wants one, and it is up to you to make each one better than the last. And the motion of your cock between your thighs is gradually rising to the level of his pending orgasm. As you lick between the fold between his balls and his thigh, he melts with passion as his cock brushes along your smooth cheek. You put your mouth back on his cock and use your tongue and lips until he is paralyzed with passion. As you guide him to the third edge, you hold his cock part way in your mouth, and with the slightest teasing from your talented tongue, he lets out a breathless moan of ecstasy as you finally trigger his climax, which forces your undulating hips to trigger your own orgasm. As his feminizing seed pulses into your mouth, it is heavenly to feel him bring his raw sexuality to bear as you savor his cum. As his manly spurts keep coming, you encourage him to fuck his cum down your throat as you adapt to his cock using your throat as his own personal pussy. It is difficult for you, but you would not deny him the dignity of letting him have some manly thrusts in your throat pussy as he loses himself in his climax. You hold him in your mouth as he slowly softens and you claim the last drops of his seed. When you rise up, you realize how proud of yourself you are now that you had the chance to do something unselfish and gratifying for both of you. It came naturally and was easy. You enjoyed it and you were totally into it. After all, there is nothing wrong with giving an orgasm to someone you care about. No. Of course not. It is you being a wonderful person. And of course you hope your loving gesture will make him want to be discreet and that he won't tell anyone nor talk shit about you and ruin your reputation. But honestly, your biggest hope is that he is interested in seeing you again. As you snuggle in sexual bliss, he tells you he would like you to dress sexy for him all the time. Then as he is reminding you how much he loves your femininity, you are nearly unaware of the words that came out of your mouth when you asked him if he would like to spend the night. He replied that he most certainly would. As you prepared for bed, you decided to double down. For the first time with a man who knew your secrets, you put on just the top of your baby doll nightie and slipped into bed as if you had been doing it all your life. His eyes smiled as he slid in with you. You left your bottoms off because you wanted to be ready, just in case he wants you. He was thrilled to be able to caress you in a veil of gauzy satin and embrace you in a tender kiss only satisfied lovers can experience. You placed his cock at the opening of your boy pussy to get it used to the gentle kisses of his cock as you drifted to sleep. You just know that tomorrow and the days after, you are going to have to remain strong to not give it all to him. Because you don't care what kind of sex he wants as long as it is with you. It is time to leave trans now. I hope you will listen again soon so we can keep reinforcing your most important identity in your subconscious. Before we go, there are a couple of other things I want you to do before you return. As part of your exploration, I want you to add some feminine items to wear for trance. You can wear them before, during, or after trance to reinforce the effect of your trance afterwards. Each time you return here, you will be in your most feminine mindset so you can create better and more accurate behaviors for yourself. After each visit, I want you to study up on femininity and practice changing your behavior in and out of trance. Your goal will be to be able to turn your femininity on and off at will, but it will always be on when you are in trance. I hope you will come back soon and keep reinforcing your thoughts. If you are listening to this in bed, you may go to sleep and this trance will leave you as soon as you start dreaming. At the count of three, you will wake up ready to face the day and live a better, happier life. 1. You are slowly feeling yourself be aware of what is around you. 2. You are waking up and conscious thoughts are entering your mind. 3. You open your eyes and yawn and stretch and are fully awake and looking forward to returning again.